B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We'll begin with a story out of Poland. And police in Poland have arrested a convicted murderer who had been on the run for 20 years.
Wow.
And they were able to do it. They pulled him. They started to cite him because he was not wearing a face mask. Warsaw
if
police.
You're a murderer on the run,
this
and
is
that's
the
a
perfect
law.
Excuse to walk around
exactly.
Incognito.
Uh-huh. No, I want people to recognize me.
Warsaw police said they had detained the 45-year-old fugitive at a shop in northeast of the capital. The man has now been transported to a prison where he is due to serve a 25-year sentence for murder. No further details were provided, and face masks are mandatory in all shops in Poland under the latest anti-coronavirus restrictions. And this genius decided to walk around. It's like somebody who's, you know, all that, who's transporting a bunch of cocaine and
yes.
doing 120 miles an hour
right,
on the highway.
With their taillight out.
Yeah. So they got him. This terrible story. In North Jersey, a black bear weighing at least 400 pounds clawed and bit an 81-year-old woman on Monday night outside her home in Sussex County before dragging the woman's dog into the woods and mauling it to death.
Oh, my God.
The attack had occurred shortly after the woman had placed trash in garbage cans for Tuesday's pickup and let her dogs outside to go to the bathroom. Police said two black bears were sitting there in the yard eating the garbage. They had already gotten into the garbage, and they had it all spread out on the ground, and they were helping themselves. The dogs immediately darted toward the bears. The larger of the two bears ran off into the woods when the dogs ran at them. The other bear stood its ground. The bear swatted and hit the older dog. The younger dog was fast, and the bears were not able to touch that dog. The woman was attacked. She stepped in to try to save the dog, and that's why she was attacked. She ran toward the bear, yelling, and attempted to get her dog away from the bear. The bear bit the woman's leg and clawed at her, causing deep puncture-type scratches to her head. The bear picked up the woman's dog and carried it into the woods with her other dog in pursuit. While the woman was taken to the hospital, she received 7 stitches to close the wound on her leg and given antibiotics because she was bitten, you know. Two officers with the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, Division of Fish and Wildlife, were at the scene to possibly trap the bear. They said the bears were adults weighing 400 to 500 pounds.
Wow. God almighty.
Yep.
She's lucky to be alive.
Totally. The past 2 years have made many of us want to stock up on sanitizing supplies. John French was ahead of the game. The production coordinator at Michigan State University's Abrams Planetarium has been collecting moist towelettes since the 1990s, and his collection of wipes is now well into the thousands. And the Moist Towelette Museum, housed in French's office in the planetarium, has wipes from all corners of the world.
It's a dream come true.
Texas, Japan, Russia, Germany, Kuala Lumpur, and Tahiti are among the dozens of places represented in the collection.
I would say my wife is upset with me, but there is no wife.
Most of these towelettes were donated to the museum, sometimes by strangers. Some of the towelettes in the collection serve a specific purpose, such as denture cleaning, removing tar from shoes, or wiping away radioactive contamination.
Remember when you were a kid and the first time you were introduced to moist towelettes?
I thought it was great.
This is astonishing.
Yeah. It was probably KFC.
Yeah.
It was one of the first places I had
moist
a moist towelette.
Towelettes.
And I always liked the way they smelled.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Something about that.
I'm a big fan.
Are you a big fan?
I collect them as well, not to the museum level. However, they do dry out after a while. Yeah, I was just looking for my supply over here.
Wait, they'll dry out in the package?
In the packet, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, after a while.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to like also cracking open the ammonia capsules in a first aid kit.
Yeah. But Marissa does a great thing where she stores the ones, like if we get to a restaurant that brings us wings, Marissa will grab them and she sticks them in the cabinet underneath the TV over there, so there's a moist towelette supply.
We should have a party.
We should.
We're so moist.
One wipe that this guy has is specifically for secretaries to clean typewriter, ribbon ink, and carbon paper. The oldest wipe he has is what's called a wash-up towelette from 1983.
Mm.
He said the collection began as a joke between French and a former colleague. He said, I found out that of all the things on the internet, there wasn't a collection of moist towelettes. So he started his collection, and the donations began to roll in.
That's what he found on the internet.
So you can go and visit the Moist Towelette Museum if you're interested. Three intensive care patients in Ukraine have been killed in a hospital fire sparked by a candlelight, a candle that was lit to remember a recent COVID-19 death.
Whoops.
Another four people are being treated for severe burns following the blaze in Kosiv, western Ukraine. According to officials, it began when a candle was lit by a member of staff near five oxygen concentrators, which instantly caught on fire.
Yeah.
It is the latest in a number of deadly hospital fires during the pandemic.
We're going to need some more candles.
Pure oxygen in cylinders, which are commonly found in hospitals and have been heavily relied on to treat COVID-19 patients, is highly flammable, of course. Local emergency services said the ignorance of the elementary laws of physics and disregard for safety rules have led to irreparable losses. Of the people who died were two women and a man, while three doctors suffered burns. All right, we'll do one more story and wrap. An 8-month-old dog saved a stranded hiker in the Croatian mountains this week, keeping him warm and safe until first responders could get to them.
It's an amazing story.
The dog, an Alaskan...
How do you feel? Are you comfortable? All right, now I'm going to go into town and get some help. And I've sort of put out your pills, and there's a blanket and some Twix bars in the trunk.
What a dog. The dog, an Alaskan Malamute called North, laid on top of Garga Brick for 13 hours after the man fell and injured himself while climbing down a slope along the Velebit mountain range.
The dog was trying to suffocate him.
Two other hikers.
Die already.
I'm going to eat you when you're dead.
I'm not
going to
eat you alive. I'm not in it. Wait, I am an animal.
Two other hikers on the trail, unable to reach North and Breek, had doubled back for help. When almost 30 rescuers arrived on the scene, North had curled up with him and warmed him with his body. He's like whistling.
Yeah.
You're a talking dog.
Later. There's time for that later.
North himself was uninjured, and he said according to his owner, he said, this little dog is a real miracle. So that's
goddamn
great.
Goddamn right I am.
That's a great story. All right. Yeah, you're a talking dog, for crying out loud.
I didn't know you could talk.
I had nothing to say.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A 75-year-old man fell 100 feet to his death in a closed area of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, where he landed below the crater rim of a viewing area.
Oh, my God.
Of Kilauea Volcano. The man, who has not been named, apparently fell Sunday night west of the Ua Kahuna viewing area of the volcano summit. Rangers and firefighters searched for the man after his family had reported him missing early Monday, and a helicopter was flown in to recover his body. Visitors have been going to the park at night to get a glimpse of the glowing lava lake from the volcano, which began to erupt in September. Footage of the volcano's crater posted on the U.S. Geological Survey website shows lava streams.
I'd love to see that.
On the crater floor and clouds of volcanic gas billowing into the sky. I would as well.
Oh, my God, yeah.
When the volcano erupted a few weeks ago, it spewed about 26,000 gallons of lava a second out.
You can't drink all that.
But this guy, I don't know the nature of it, if he slipped and fell or what took place, but
yeah.
100 feet and did not make it. That's terrible. I listened to this, man. A prosecutor in Las Vegas says a 57-year-old man jailed after police found the severed head and body parts of an acquaintance in the truck he was driving has prior felony and federal criminal convictions dating back to the 1980s, including in states including California, Texas, and Nevada.
I wouldn't say we're friends. We're just an acquaintance.
Eric Holland appeared in court on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm just an acquaintance.
By heavily armed security guards and an attorney temporarily appointed to his case. He's being held without bond. He was arrested on traffic stop on an alleged stolen truck in Las Vegas. Police say that he tried to flee the scene but was taken into custody. Officers discovered human remains, including a severed head, in the truck.
Don't take him to jail.
Holland's alleged victim was identified as Richard P. Miller of Las Vegas. The Clark County coroner says Miller died last Thursday from multiple gunshot wounds, and his death was a homicide.
Think about that, man. How can you disconnect that much?
Holland had been sought since May of 2019 on an arrest warrant in a 2018 case in Las Vegas, accusing him of embezzlement, identity theft, issuing false checks, and theft. I have another dismemberment story, but we're going to save that one for tomorrow. I try not to do two dismemberment stories in one day.
And I appreciated that. In this case, would he be allowed in the high occupancy lane?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah, right?
They don't have to be living, do they?
He's never made that specification.
Yeah. This is a cool story. A Chinese man who was abducted in the 1980s has been reunited with his family after he drew a map from memory. So, and it goes way back when Li Jingwei was 4 years old. He was taken away from his family by a man in his village who sold him to another family more than 1,200 miles away. So Li was aware that he'd been kidnapped, but he was only 4 years old. He couldn't remember the name of his village or even his parents,
really.
That's
what blew me away about this story.
So he did remember geographic details of his village, and he would frequently draw the area from memory. Following the high-profile reunion of another child who had been kidnapped in the 1990s, Li drew a map of his childhood village, and then he posted it on the internet. And he wrote, "So many years have passed. I don't know if anyone in my family is looking for me." And he said, "I want to be able to see my parents again while they're still alive." So the video drew the attention of a Chinese government, and then they took DNA samples and they located his mother. And the two were reunited on Saturday along with many of his other relatives.
Did you see the footage?
I did not.
She just collapses. Wow. She can't believe that they're reunited. Yeah.
You guys have seen the movie Lion, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing.
I didn't.
It's a true story. It's very, very similar.
It's actually the is it the one that actually won the Oscar for over La La Land?
No, that was Moonlight.
Okay.
Moonlight. Sorry, it's been called Moonlight. No, but Lion, he wasn't abducted. He just got lost.
He was really
on a train.
Poor Indian kid, and he was able to remember some highlights of where he grew up, and he used Google Maps to track it down, and then eventually was reunited with his family. So it's a similar story to the one you just read. Yeah,
that's really cool. All right, here's a similar story to the earlier Bizarre File, but completely different. A Shiloh shepherd named Tinsley earned some extra treats Monday night after leading authorities to her owner, who was injured after a vehicle crash and in urgent need of help. Tinsley caught the attention of New Hampshire State Police.
Yes, I'm a canine.
Of New Hampshire State Police.
I don't know exactly where we are.
When they responded to a call about a loose dog on the Veterans Memorial Bridge. Which spans the New Hampshire-Vermont border. Now, Trooper Tom Sandberg and officers from the Lebanon Police Department located a large dog that was looking skittish and scared. Officers tried to get close to the dog, but she would run and then stop and look at them, trying to get their attention.
How cool is that?
The dog stood at the top of the embankment and looked down. The dog led them to the accident.
Over here! You idiots!
The officers noticed a damaged section of guardrail, and when they looked down, they saw a badly damaged pickup truck that had rolled over.
Bobby!
Two men inside the truck had been thrown from the vehicle and were injured and hypothermic. Officers called for medical assistance, and while at the scene, they learned Tinsley belonged to one of the injured men. And one of the officers said it was almost like a real-life Lassie situation.
Yeah,
the dog went and got help. He said it's really quite remarkable. This dog definitely saved their lives. I don't think that they would have survived the night, given the temperatures. Both men were taken to area hospitals for treatment. Tinsley's owner, Cam Laundrie, said she's my guardian angel. It's a miracle that she had that kind of intelligence to do what she did. Laundry described Tinsley as his co-pilot and said they regularly traveled together in the truck that crashed.
She even arranged a rental car through Enterprise.
Last story. Speaking of lions, a viral video shows a woman carrying a lion in her arms on a street in Kuwait following the animal's escape. The video was shared on social media on Sunday and shows a young woman carrying a young lion that appears to struggle. Environmental police said that the lion belongs to the woman and her father. And officers had helped capture the big cat when it was spotted wandering the streets, and they returned it to the woman's custody in Kuwait. By the way, it is legal to keep exotic animals as a pet in Kuwait.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's where Joe Exotic needs to end up, right?
Yeah.
And that is what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.